3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Come out of the series on Daniel and how Daniel and the Hebrews stood and they changed environments and changed the molecules in water, in fire, and the appetites of lions, amen, just churned on them because they stood. It changed the quantum physics of things. That's what we need to understand. If we're walking in faith and in God's time, when we step out on the water, the molecule in the water is going to change. So Mordecai, and you know the story, the gallows that Haman had built, he was hung on him himself. Then we see David. Do you know David was there at the battle when Goliath first came out? It wouldn't have been time for him to fight. You know, they just said, I'll go home or something, you know. But that was the first day. But see, he was sent back on the 41st day. By this time, the situation had gone from hopeless to desperate to panic. In other words, the king said, hey, if we can get anybody to fight this giant, I'll give him my daughter in marriage, the house will be tax-free, and their name will be a household name. See, God was waiting for the right time. And see, David was obedient during that time of waiting. He wasn't there musing, thinking he should be at the battle, and he wanted to know. He was obeying his father, tending those sheep on the backside until his father said, David, I want you to go and see how your brothers fare. Come on, tell somebody God's time. In God's time, everything is beautiful. So see, we need to learn to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Amen. Don't fret. Don't pine away because somebody's trying to do something against you or trying to challenge you or stop you. Don't worry about that. Just stay in God's time. All things are beautiful in his time. All right? David arrived in the atmosphere where there was panic. See, sometimes we are running away from. There are times you need to run to the roar because you carry the answers. You carry the anointing. You are God's instrument. People want to get away from something. Sometimes you need to run to it. Because just your being there in God's timing, like David, in the midst of panic. You see, when David showed up, everyone was running from Goliath. After 40 days of him speaking curses over him, none of the mighty warriors would go out. And so now the ante was upped. Yeah, my daughter, your house will be made tax-free. And your name will be great. See, God, sometimes his timing on your life is when the battle has taken on a whole nother level of significance. That's not time for you to back out or to, you know, no. That's when God wants to show out in you. Tell somebody, I'm a child of destiny. Come on, tell them you are his instrument. Right? So David arrived during the time of panic. See, it'd be nothing for you to, you know, buy a brand new house and, you know, you just got a new job. All that's wonderful. You're making six figures and you bought this big house and car. It'd be wonderful. But what about when you lost your job and the market is bad? But yet in the midst of that, here God bless you with this big house or with this car, with you know what I mean? Well, God's blessing manifests. See, God's timing, in his time, he makes everything beautiful. And it's not based upon an economy. It's not based upon circumstantial evidence. It's not based upon your environment. It's based upon the life that's flowing out of you. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Everywhere you go. Everything you involve with, everything you touch, all the words you speak, you have the ability to change environments, Tell somebody, we are the world changers. We're not here to just conform. All right? So tell somebody the right time. When the timing is right, whatever you're doing, the impact is magnified, greatly magnified. Someone can do something at the wrong time and it'd be the right thing. No big deal. But someone that does something in the right time and the right thing, God is able to magnify, greatly magnify the impact that it has. Now, let's take it up a notch. The right timing, and we'll see this, will take you to the next level. See, it's not just about time, but it's about going to the next level. And the right timing will take you to the next level. Let me give you five things that you need to be in order to walk in the right time. Number one, we need to be flexible. You know, while we were in Atlanta this weekend, one thing I don't miss is traffic. I've been growing up in Chicago, and I've worked out on the west side of Chicago, and every day getting off at 5, I'd hit that rush hour traffic where 3 expressways met, and it would be a bottleneck. It'd take me over an hour and something all the time to get home. All the time, and just bumper-to-bumper traffic. But my point, we need to learn how to be flexible, to, you know, not be so stuck on a particular routine. Matter of fact, I want to challenge some of you all, and you've heard me say this before, but I want to challenge some of you to, you know, you go to work the same way you've been doing it for 20 years. Your tire treads are in the road from going the same way. Now, let me challenge you. Take another route. There got to be another way to get to work, even if it's the long way. I remember I used to ride a bike to work a lot of times just to break the monotony of, you know, just driving the same, you know. And why do we say that? Because there has to be a capacity in us of flexibility, doing some things different. You know, some people won't eat anything different than what they've ate all their life. Won't try anything different. And so see, it's not just eating it, and what they eat may be good for them, but it's a mindset. And they're locked in on certain things, so there's certain things they're not going to allow to enter in. You know, certain cultures are like that, where people are just so set on a particular course. And now we want to be set, but we also want to be able to be flexible. Because if you're going to have God's timing, sometimes you got to be flexible. Because see, your time ain't necessarily God's time. You know, you make a big old fuss about, you know, let me say it this way. We want to be, in the natural sense, we want to do things with punctuality. We don't want to do things slothful. We want to do things with excellence. All right, that's our part. But sometimes you may be running late. That's not a time to, you know, get so upset with other drivers that you're honking and hollering and you're turning blue and you're throwing birds and, you know, all kind of stuff. And you want to fuss people out because you're running late. No. If you're flexible, you just say, okay, Lord, I had no choice with this here. So I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm going to put on my praise and worship here. And I'm going to praise you while I'm in this traffic. And I'm going to be flexible. In other words, you're flexible. You're not all twisted out of shape. Because that's not who you are. You're not normally running late. But sometimes God will allow something to bring a time of desperation or a time of even panic or hopelessness. You get to that place where you know my story. The story I tell you of the time I was ministering with my sister at her house in California. I had a job interview, and we were there. We were talking, and I was watching the clock. And we were just talking, and the presence of the Lord was there, and we were just ministering to one another. And my interview was at 9. It was 9 o'clock, and we're still talking, and, you know, at 9:15. We're still talking, and I'm thinking, you know, I got this job interview. Ain't no sense, you know, me going to no job interview late. 9:30, still talking. Finally, I said, you know, I got a job interview. And I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm going anyway, because I sensed the presence of the Lord there. And so I walked on over. I could walk over to this. It was a bakery. I walked over there, and just as I was walking, I was trying to figure out what I might tell these guys, you know. I just moved here, you know, I don't know the area or something. Yeah, I don't know, make up some excuse. But as soon as I walked up, the guy that interviewed me was pulling up in his station wagon. And he rolled down, he reached over and rolled down the passenger window, and he started to apologize for me, to me, that he was late. So we cool, you know, they cool. No, no problem, man, no problem. Well, see, that was God's time. Amen. So number two, number one, we need to be flexible. Number two, we need to expect things to happen. Expectation, very important. What are you expecting to happen? Come on, that's a dimension of our brain, of our mind, and of our spirit that we need to enter into. Not be afraid to expect certain things. Not be afraid of being disappointed. Not be afraid of it not happening, but expecting. Living in a dimension or in a place of expectation. You know, coming into church, like I say all the time, if you're not sitting on the edge of your seat, you're taking up too much room. And what do we mean by that? Come expecting. Not come looking to be pumped up, but come expecting God to do something. Come expecting to receive something. Come expecting for something to happen in your life. Amen? Expectation is very important. Miracles are either coming toward you or passing you by every day. Amen. Expectation is like a magnet. Let me say it again. Miracles, like the fish that was swimming all around Peter's boat that he couldn't see until he went out there with Jesus and his perspective changed, his perception changed. And he said, nevertheless, at thy word, dropped it down. And the fish were there all the time. How many miracles are swimming around you all the time? Amen. They're either coming toward you or they're passing you by. The catch is the magnet of expectation. Expectancy is a magnet. Number three, we must be willing to act quickly. Opportunity is not a fixed target. It's a moving target. I said opportunity is not a fixed target. It's a moving target. When my wife saw that vehicle that the church is buying for, she called me. We were headed, I think it was a Wednesday night, we were getting ready to do a service. I was going home to get ready. She said, you got to come look at this guy. I'm almost home. I said, all right. So I drove back. And when I looked at it, I knew this was exactly what she wanted. I said, this is her. So I told God, I said, what do I need to do? Because he said, this car just came in, and he said, they ain't going to be here long. I said, what I need to do for you to keep it here? And he told me, so I ran over to the bank, pulled some stuff out of the account, and said, okay, hold on to this. Don't let anybody even look at it till I figure this thing out. See, I had to act quickly. There are times you need to act quick, not hastily or foolishly, but there are times, see, it's a moving target. There are things that are coming toward you, the miracles come toward you, and you have to act.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.